Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Friday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska's native corporations are the subject of a Supreme Court case on Monday. The case centers around federal funding meant to help Indian tribes nationwide, $162 million of which was meant for Alaska's native corporations until a legal dispute put those funds on hold. This according to Alaska's news source. The question at hand at the Supreme Court, what funds Alaska's native corporations are due under the 2020 CARES Act, the wide-ranging COVID rescue package signed into law last year. The law set aside $8 billion for what it calls Indian tribes, and the past legislation mentioning Indian tribes often included the for-profit Alaska Native corporations. But a D.C. Circuit Court unanimously ruled they are not entitled to money under the CARES Act. Nathaniel Amder Clark from the Georgetown University Law Center, based in Anchorage, said,
"This case is actually very technical on a small portion of one law, about a definition."
Amder Clark insists the case is not about tribes against Alaska Native corporations, but about Congress repeatedly considering Alaska Native corporations to be Indian tribes. This case pits the Confederate tribes of the Chehalis Reservation against the U.S. Treasury and the Alaska Native corporations, which own most Native land in Alaska. The corporations were formed in the 70s under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to help Alaska Natives socially, culturally, and economically without having the close federal government ties other tribes in the lower 48 maintain. Amder Clark says no longer considering these corporations as tribes could hurt Alaska Natives.
"It may have impacts on Alaska Native corporations' ability to be providing those services."
He states that Indian tribes are not monolithic and not all oppose the corporations getting funds, but argues a bigger issue at hand is underfunding in Indian communities.
$8 billion, that's helpful, but it's not... It's not enough to have fully met the needs of all of the tribes.
The case will be heard Monday, but an opinion from the nine justices is not expected for months. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. The Soldotna City Council voted to amend municipal code so that council members can attend more than six regular meetings by teleconference during an emergency disaster declaration. Amending code would also allow for telephonic attendance during special meetings. A disaster declaration was issued as a response to the COVID-19 pandemic by the city back on March 19th of last year. And the original emergency declaration suspended restrictions on council attendance by teleconference at special and regular meetings. The suspension regarding teleconference attendance by council members was further extended on June 10th and again on January 13th and is set to expire at the end of this month. Vice Mayor Lisa Parker says that including the provisions in municipal code would allow for stability for regularly scheduled meetings to occur.
"We enacted a resolution giving us this authority, and we have twice had to extend that because the resolutions were expiring. And our current resolution that allows us to attend telephonically or via Zoom is set to expire on April 30th of 2021. And so instead of continuing to do this by resolution, amending the code that would allow us, when there is a declared emergency, to attend more than six meetings."
Soldotna City Clerk Shelley Sainer adds,
"It would remove special meetings from counting as one of the six. The reason for that is we know that special meetings can be called with very short notice as long as we meet noticing requirements. And a lot of times a council member may be out of town and may have already attended their six."
Ordinance 2021-007 unanimously passed and was enacted by City Council.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.